Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church says, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Amen. Our brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of my voice, we greet you this morning here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And when we put God first, God puts us first. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, God responds to love. God responds to praise. God responds to worship. God responds to worship. And God definitely responds to faith. Amen. So we bless the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. If this is your first time with us, welcome, welcome, welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus is here. Jesus is Lord. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. You say, well, how can you serve breakfast on the internet? How can you serve breakfast? Amen. Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. And we're talking about a spiritual breakfast. For man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So our spiritual food is more essential, amen, than our physical food. Amen. Why? Because the physical food, amen, you flush down the toilet, amen. But the spiritual food, amen, it'll take you straight into eternity. Oh, my God. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then back on Sundays at 12 p.m. To God be praised. We pray that everybody's excited today. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Another day, another day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it. I think I have to check. I think three people die every second. Glory be to God. That's a lot of folks. That's a lot of folks. Amen. Glory be to God. You can do the numbers. Amen. That's a lot of people. And we know one day we're going to, because we didn't come here to stay. We look. Matter of fact, to tell the truth, we look forward to going. Amen. But we're not going to die till we finish living. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to die empty. We're going to die empty. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because we're going to give it away. We're going to just give and keep on giving and keep on giving and keep everything the Lord has given us. All the love God has given us, the faith, the joy, amen, the peace, amen. We're just going to keep on giving, amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus, amen. I want to thank God for our 5 a.m. service on this morning, amen. Glory be to God, amen. It's done, Lord. Hallelujah. It's done. That's all we want to say on that 5 a.m. service. It's done. Amen. Hallelujah. Testimonies will be coming forth. Amen. I expect, amen, testimonies, amen, to be coming forth as soon as today. As soon as today. This day right here, marking in history. We believe God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. God is not to be played with. Amen. Hallelujah. And look, let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. God get ready to show you something. Amen. He'll show you something. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just want to bless the Lord on today. Yesterday, we started talking to you about peace, 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 peace. Shalom. Shalom. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just want to, amen, continue on that as we move forward to, amen, our next fruit. Amen. Of the Spirit. Amen. For those of you who might be, we don't want to take for granted that everybody, you know, has been saved or everybody is saved, number one. And then we don't want to take for granted that, you know, a lot of you have been saved as long as some of us have. And glory be to God. So, you know, it might be easy for us to pull out a scripture. Some of us know what's in the book. Some of us are still learning. We're all still learning. Some of us just know a little bit more than others. So we don't want to take anything for granted. Amen. Glory be to God. So just let me, amen, read that portion of scripture. And you can write that down in your notebooks on today also. Amen. So you can know where to find it, because everybody might not know where to find it. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can find it in the book of Galatians. Amen. And we want to go to we want to go to the fifth chapter of Galatians. Galatians is found in the New Testament. Glory be to God. If you're new to the Word, if you're new to the Bible, look, it's no sin in going to the index. Go to the index. You know, I try to memorize the Bible verses in order, but look, sometimes I have to go to the index. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My mother, amen, taught us, amen, years ago, amen, to, and she made it very, very interesting because we had to memorize the Bible verses in song. Amen. So it went something like Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, and now from the Book of Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. It's been years since I said it, but isn't it something? Now, this has been years ago. I'm going back a long time. But you see, it's showing. I skipped a couple. I stumbled over a couple. Amen. It wouldn't take long for me to straighten that out. But that goes to show you that once it's in your spirit, once it's in your spirit, beloved, it's like riding a bike. You don't never forget it. That's why it's important what we put in our spirits. It's important what we put in our children's spirits and people that we have influence and authority over. Glory be to God. Because it don't go nowhere. It don't go nowhere. Glory be to God. I could sing the New Testament too, but I'm not. Amen. Glory be to God. In the book of Galatians, amen, chapter number 5, just want to read a couple of verses in your hearing for those of you who might not be familiar with it. Let's just let us, for the sake of teaching this morning, let's start in verse number 16, and it reads like this. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, oh hallelujah, verse number 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. My God, what a portion of scripture. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Last night as we was teaching, amen, on as miracles and signs, and we had an opportunity to teach and have a discussion on spirits, demons, amen, glory be to God, and demon possession in the lives of believers, beloved, amen. This is one of the scriptures here, amen, glory be to God, in verse number 19 through 21. It talks about the works of the flesh. See, the works of the flesh are these, adultery, fornication. See, so a Christian can be involved in the works of the flesh when we shouldn't be. We should be delivered from that. But as we all know, there are many Christians involved in the work of the flesh, and that's why we said demons can get into your flesh. See, demons, yes, a Christian can be demon-possessed because they get into your flesh, and we see it right here. These are the works of the flesh. And then what it lists about, it's not even finished, the list, because in verse number 21, it talks about envyings and murders, and then it says, and the such like, which means there's more, but we're going to wrap it up right here. Okay, so we started that conversation last night, but this morning, amen, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit. Then we can walk in the flesh or we can walk in the Spirit, but there's a war going on. It's not easy. That's what we said last night, beloved. It's not easy, and you can't do it in yourself, okay? God has to do it through you. You have to yield through the process, and God will do the rest. But look here in verse number 17 in that same chapter, amen. It says, the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other. So ye cannot do the things that ye would. You see, beloved, it's a battle going on. We are in spiritual warfare consistently. Some of us, it's a little bit more intense. See, your flesh is warring against your spirit. Your spirit is against your flesh. See, your flesh want to be naughty because your flesh is naughty by nature. We was born in sin and shapen in iniquity, all right? All right? So we just, you know, we was born sinners, all right? And your flesh likes to do what it likes to do. Your flesh enjoys sin. Shoot, how much sin can you give me, girl? Bro, lay it on me. See, but your spirit, amen, that converted spirit wants to please God. You want to do what's right. You want to do what the Bible says. You want to do it. See, but every time you go to do it, your flesh want to put up a fight. Your flesh want to tell your spirit to sit down. You know what I mean? But your spirit, see, should be the one in control and telling your flesh to shut up. But the spirit can only do that if the spirit is strong. We were created in the image of God, spirit, soul, and body, which means, beloved, that our spirit should be ruling. Our spirit should be telling your flesh what's up. When your flesh tell you you're not going to pray today, you're not going to sing, you're not going to give, you're not going to do anything good today, see, when your flesh talks to you like that, the flesh will say, no, you're just going to do you today. Well, if you listen to your flesh, you're going to do you every day and every night, huh? See, but your spirit should be telling your flesh to shut up. No, this is what we're going to do today. But see, that's only because what your spirit has to be stronger than your flesh to do that. That's why the Bible says a man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The only way you can live victorious like that, amen, is if your spirit is the strongest, okay? So how do you make your spirit the strongest? Okay, so who do you feed the most? Do you feed your flesh the most, or do you feed your spirit the most? Because that's going to be the stronger person. Well, you know, doggone, we're going to feed that spirit. Some of you might be listening to me and eating right now. See, we eating 2, 3, 4 meals a day, snacks in between. We don't know. Feel like we're going to faint, fall out, and we know we need to eat, glory be to God, and you're going to make sure you eat. Well, beloved, the same way you make sure that you feed your flesh, you need to be making sure that you feed your spirit. That's why he says, man shall not live by bread alone, okay? The turkey, the ham, the chicken, whatever you're eating, that's good, but that ain't enough. He says, but in addition to that, we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, when God said every word, he didn't mean every other word either. See, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So this is why it's important, beloved, to have a prayer life. Touching and agreeing, whatever. Pray, pray, pray. This is why it's also important to fast. Now, we haven't been talking about fasting here. We fast every Wednesday here. I haven't been, you know, making announcements of maybe I need to get back to it. In the month of January, we take the whole month of January and fast. We fast because that's how you get dominion over your flesh. When you fast, your flesh gets weak and your spirit gets stronger. See, every Christian should have at least one day a week where you are turning your plates down. You say, flesh, you ain't eating because I got to show you who in charge over here. It's a war going on, beloved. If you don't fight, you're going to lose. That's why the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. So we see in the scripture here, we talk about fight the devil. Yeah, there's a warfare in Satan's kingdom, okay? Demon spirits, evil spirits. But that ain't the real fight. The real fight is yourself. Your flesh is your fight. Sometimes them demons right in your flesh, they ain't the neighbors next door. And they ain't the person you married to. Them demons is in your flesh. The battle is in us. Glory be to God. See, this is why he tells us to mortify the flesh. Kill your flesh. He's not telling us to go in the kitchen, grab a knife, and start stabbing. No. Mortify your flesh. Crucify your flesh. Bring your flesh under. See? In submission to God. Humility to God. So flesh, you gonna do what God says. You ain't gonna do what them neighbors doing over there. And you ain't gonna do what you used to do, and you ain't gonna do what you wanna do. See? But let me tell you something. The more you mortify your flesh, glory be to God, beloved, the more you lose your desire to even live according to the flesh. You don't even desire them worldly things no more. You don't even desire. See, it just, you know, it just eventually just fades away. See? So you have to know that. Amen. So look at Galatians 5, and then when the Lord releases us, we'll come back and we'll teach on that whole chapter there so you can really understand, beloved. Ask God to open your eyes. We are in a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. See, you have a desire to do something, amen, and then soon as you say, you know, I'm going to do this, and then something else say, no, don't do it. He said, I'm going to bless somebody. I'm going to do this, okay? And you go prepare yourself, amen, to do it, write out the check, or get the clothes together, or the food, whatever it is God put in your heart. He said, I'm going to do this, okay? And before you even get any good, someone say, nah, don't do it. Just wait. They don't need it. They don't appreciate it. Something, anything. See? The spirit had you moving in the will of the Lord for that day, because you know when you give, amen, hallelujah, that's the only way to get it and keep on getting. And then that flesh will come in and steal your blessing. Say, don't do it. Don't do it. That might have been the blessing to unlock the two-lead gates in your life. That might have been the blessing you was waiting for. But see, what is that? That was the flesh. That was the flesh. That war going on. The brother Paul put it this way, but let me share this with you. See, I'm just going to flow with the Holy Ghost today, as I always try to do. Okay, let me, okay, wait a minute. Let me show you this scripture. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, in the book of Romans, chapter number seven, go there and let me just show you this here. Amen, hallelujah. Romans chapter number seven, let me see what verses we want to read. Write this down. Okay, Romans chapter number seven. Let's look and start reading in verse number 14. And it reads like this. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. This is Brother Paul speaking. For that which I do, I allow not. And for what I would, that do I not. For what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would not do, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring, you see it, here you go, warring, the warfare, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Wow. 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 We could teach a whole 6 months on that, those verses right there all by itself coming out of the book of Romans. So Paul was saying, the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. The things I said I'll never do again, I caught myself up in it. The things I said I'm going to do, shouldn't do, I never got around to doing it. Huh? Glory be to God. I said I was going to do good, but I don't know what happened that day because I ended up doing evil instead. I said I was going to give, but I never got around to giving, and as I kept it for myself, and it's all gone. I said I was going to praise him, but I don't know, something happened. I got mad. I had to lay my religion down, and I had to cut somebody out instead. You see, it's that warring, beloved. It's the flesh. It's the flesh. The flesh wants to have control. The flesh does not want to die. Your flesh wants to run the shot. You say, look, don't get, your flesh tells you, don't get new on me. Look, don't get new on me. Look, I was with you from the get-go. Yeah, I was with you when you came out of your mother's womb. Don't get new. I mean, you got to give me what I want. See, and your flesh is talking to your spirit. And a lot of times we just let the flesh have its way. Yeah, well, you're right. Huh? We just let the flesh have its way. Carnality. Carnal Christians are enemies of the cross. Carnal Christians, I'm going to show you that in a minute, amen. Carnal Christians are enemies of the cross. Now, you definitely don't want to be an enemy of the cross. See? That's why he says walk in the spirit. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of your flesh. Not to say your flesh is not going to act up. Of course your flesh is going to try, but it gets weaker and weaker and weaker because it's dying. At one time, you didn't think about it. You just did what the flesh told you to do. Now, it ain't that easy. You might still mess up, but it wasn't easy. And then you repent for that, and you come back, and next thing you know, amen, it gets easier and easier and easier, amen, to just walk in the spirit. You're dominating in the spirit, because that's the person that you're feeding. Your spirit is stronger than your flesh. You feed your spirit every day. Glory be to God. You have this spiritual breakfast here. Glory be to God. And you might have had breakfast before you even got here. So then you're going to have brunch. Glory, then you're going to have lunch. So every opportunity you get, amen, you're going to be in prayer. You're going to be in the word. You're going to be in meditation. Even as you work, even as you go through your day, amen, you got Jesus on your mind. But beloved, that's feeding your spirit. And the person who gets fed the most is the strongest. And we have to stop allowing flesh to win out. Amen. Okay, let me show you here. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it told us the works of the flesh. Beloved, it's a terrible thing for a so-called sinner to be practicing sin and in the works of flesh. Number one, as we said last night in the Bible study, you open the door for the enemy to come in. The only way the enemy can come into the life of a believer is you have to open the door to him, okay? Okay, all right, so let me show you that first. Okay. Write this scripture down, Ephesians 4:27. Ephesians 4:27. It says, neither give place to the devil. Why would God tell us that? That means that we can give place to the devil. Yeah, you, the born again one. Yeah, you. You just told the devil to come in and have a seat. You made room for him. You opened the door for him to come in. That's why he's in there. Well, I just thought God would do. No. God done did all God need to do. Jesus said it's finished. The rest is up to you if you believe. Then I say last night in Bible study, just hold on to those three words, for those who believe. Beloved, that's the bottom line. We got to stop playing. We got to stop playing. Glory be to God. Let me show you another one. Okay, so you got that in your notes this morning? All right? Don't give the devil, amen, an opportunity. Don't give the devil a place. Don't give the devil room. Well, how did the devil get in? Because you opened the door. You invited him in. See? Cheating on God. But love, you know, spiritual adultery is worse than physical adultery. You know why spiritual adultery is so devastating? Because you're cheating on God. We're not talking about cheating on your boo, cheating on your spouse. You're cheating on God. You want to praise God when it's convenient for you, and then you want to, you know, run around and grind and French kiss the devil at night. See, and I'm not just talking just sexual, amen, any form of disobedience. You're running around with it. You're torn between two lovers. You know how it is? Some of you right now, amen, say, well, I love him. Eeny, miny, moe, touch a piggy by the toe. You know, I love him, and I love him, too. I love her, and I love her, too. I don't know who to go with. I'm torn between two lovers. Well, guess what? Some of us are that way spiritually. We're torn between two lovers. We love God, but we love the devil, too. And you ain't going to tell nobody that, but your actions dictate that. See? And it's an action. It's what you live. Jesus said, amen, these people here, they confess, but they don't possess. They talk a good game, but they don't hold nothing. There's nothing there. See? Glory be to God. Write this scripture down. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, amen. I'm pulling it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, wait a minute. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. I'm trying to find it so for you so you can write it down in your notebooks. Okay. I think this is what I want. Okay, I want to show you the scripture. Wait a minute, give me one second. The devil is okay. Matthew 15 and 8. Let me read that in your hand. Write that down in your notebook this morning. Okay, Jesus, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Confess, but what Jesus is saying is they confess, but they don't possess. Beloved, we don't want to be those type of people. We don't want to be that type of person. I mean, you know what I mean? You talk, we can't shut you up. You talking and talking and talking, just talking and keep on talking. Amen. But you ain't living nothing. See? And sometimes you don't even want to live it. You just talk because you know it's the right thing to do. You know the right way, but you ain't ready yet. You know, but you're trying to stay close enough because you really don't want to go to hell. So you really want to just stay close enough of a level. We can't serve God just because we don't want to go to hell. We need to be serving God because we love God. All right. So let me show you the scripture that I really want to show you. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay. Write this down. Okay. So we talked about in the book of Galatians. Amen. Glory be to God. The works of the flesh, okay, and you have sinners, and you have sinners, that's what sinners do. Sinners don't know how to do nothing else but sin. They can't, you know what I mean, they don't need it, you know, they just don't know, you know, no need it, they don't even understand what you're talking about, and they can't, the Bible says they can't understand because they're, you know, they're sinners, they haven't been regenerated. But now, so when we, amen, are carnal and we are walking in the flesh and we're doing the deeds of the flesh, okay, opening the door to the enemy. Now, look what the Bible says in Philippians. So now you're a carnal Christian. So Philippians 3:18, all right, tells you this, says this. And it reads, for many I have told you about them often before, and even now I say it with tears. Live as enemies of the cross. And you can read the whole chapter while you're there. Read the whole chapter, but for sake of time, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Amen. But it says here, glory be to God, for many walk, of whom I have told you, and even now weeping. Okay, talking about believers here. Talking about believers, carnal believers, living in sin. Amen. Turn away from God. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? And even now I tell you weeping. He said, I'm crying while I'm telling you this. Why? He said, because, amen, they have become enemies of the cross of Christ. Now, he's not talking about sinners either. So-called believers, carnal Christians, living in sin. No different than you and that buck wild person. And, you know, sometimes, and our sin is not bold and bodacious. Sometimes we have them little secret sins. Envy, jealousy, gossip, lying, disobedience. See, we have them little sins, you know what I mean? And we think we good, beloved. Look, let me tell you something. And then especially when you see it and God show it to you and you recognize it, and then you don't pray over it, you don't confess it, because you really sort of, and the real big one is unforgiveness. Oh, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness unblocked a whole bunch of folks. Whole bunch of folks. Because it's so easy to be offended. It's so easy. But you nowadays, all you need somebody to cough on you. They ain't had that mask on, and they cough on me. I know they got COVID. You kidding? You better not cough or sneeze. You talking about offending somebody. See, so that's the real big one. But beloved here, when we, amen, walk in the flesh and we do not, amen, dominate our flesh, that as God has given us the power to do so by the authority in Jesus' name and his word, amen, we become enemies of the cross that Jesus died on, the cross that Jesus bled on, that same cross. Instead of you at the bottom of the cross giving God praise, now you're on the other side of the cross as an enemy. And that is the word of God. Amen. So, amen. We said all that. Amen. We were just warming up. And then now it's time to close. So let us take about another 5 minutes. And then let's just wrap up our point here on today. Amen. So we see the works of the flesh. Paul speaks about that first. Amen. He said, let's get that out the way. He said, but now let me tell you how to live. Oh, my God. It's nine fruit, beloved. Amen. And we're going to, amen, teach on each of them a little bit each day. Amen. We already talked on the love. Amen. The four levels of love. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The eros love. Amen. The sergo love. The filial love. And the agape love. Amen. Which is the highest level of love. Amen. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, nothing like joy. Hallelujah. Thank God for joy, 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 joy. Amen. And peace, peace, peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. There's nothing like peace. I'm going to tell you the truth. Can you imagine, amen, what the world would be like with the absence of all peace? Now, we know it's lightweight on the earth because a lot of people are not taking advantage of what's available to them. But can you imagine if it had disappeared completely? Can you imagine if the peace was gone altogether? Oh, boy, it's a place I wouldn't want to be. And then the flip side of that, can you imagine what this world would be like if it was full of peace, if everybody was walking in that, amen, fruit, amen, and us loving up on one another and having peace in our hearts and in our souls, amen, glory be to God. Peace. I know people right now, beloved, amen, they live, amen, as and they're in some type of, I have to think of the right word, amen. They have security systems. They have bars on the windows, gates on the window. I pray nothing ever break out, amen, and they have to get out of there in a rush. They won't even be able to get out of their own house. They will be trapped in. They got gates on the windows, gate on the doors. Then they got the security system on top of that. Then they got, you know, the bulldog, amen, which is supposed to be the watchdog. They have all of this. They have all of this, beloved, and they still don't have peace. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 4, verse number 8, it says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. In peace I lie down. Beloved, let me tell you something. You can put your head on your pillow and get a good night's sleep. You blessed. Oh, waking up in the middle of the night. I heard something. Did you hear something? Maybe they're trying to come into the basement. You heard something? What's that? See, every little bit, just your friendly mouse too, looking for some crumbs on the kitchen table. Well, that's all it was. Huh? He says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord. Beloved, amen. Let's not skip over any words when we read the word of God. For you alone, Lord, not you and my boo, not you and this, not you and that. You alone, Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Beloved, let the Lord watch your house. Unless the Lord watch your house, the watchman watch it, but in vain. Why? Because you can have all those security bars, the alarm systems, amen, and all that, the dog and everything else, and if somebody still want to get in, but you listen to me, they get in. The security system can fail. Don't make no difference. They come in with the alarm ringing because they figure by the time the cops get there, they be in and out. Huh? They come in and kill your dog unless the Lord watch. Amen. Beloved, that's the peace that we are talking about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14 and 30 says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Beloved, a lot of people right now are sick with cancer and other such diseases. Amen. Glory be to God. Not so much because of the food that they eat or the water they drink or the air that they breathe. Amen. But because of the envy that's in their hearts. Because of the unforgiveness that's in their hearts, it's killing them. And they want to blame everybody else. They want to blame everybody, but they just don't want to admit, amen, that there's some cancer right here that needs to be dug up. We got to get the root of the situation. We got to stop praying, amen, beloved, for, amen, the word I'm looking for. We have to pray for the get to the root of the cause. See? What's causing the sickness? What's causing you to act like this? What's causing this? See, we have to get to the source of it. See? So you just don't rush somebody to the hospital and say they're bleeding and the doctor's going to, you know, wrap up the bleeding and try to stitch them up. No, what caused the bleeding? Let's deal with that first. Well, it's a bullet in them. Let's get the bullet out first. Then stitch them up. We want to stitch up, you know, situations, beloved, but we haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to get to the root of it. We need to ask the Lord to show us. Some stuff is so deep down embedded in us, glory be to God, that we don't even know. We don't even know why we act the way we act. We don't even know. If that's how deep it is, covered up in our subconscious mind, things that have happened to us in our childhood or other times that we try to, you know, never dealt with and just try to keep moving without dealing with it, without praying about it, glory, but it's still there. And you're hemorrhaging. We have so many of God's people that's hemorrhaging from the church, praying over you, trying to pray over it, but you're hemorrhaging, you're bleeding to death because the bullet was never taken out. We got to get to the root of the situation. If you just allow the Holy Spirit, he'll go down deep and get it. But not if you're fighting them off and perpetrating the fraud and being carnal, pretending you're spiritual. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Do what you need to do. I'm coming out with my hands up. Lord, have your way. Beloved, we just got to be real. God is a spirit, and we who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. God can detect a fraud. He knows a perpetrator. He judges our hearts. We can't serve God in the flesh. We serve God in the spirit. So if you're still working in the flesh, then how can you serve God? Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. And then the Holy Spirit will go in and get it. I never forget the night. I never forget the night. Glory be to God. As I was living with my sister Nancy, glory be to God, for that short time. Amen. What, some 11 years ago? And I was on my knees, and the Holy Spirit had to dig deep. Something that had happened in my childhood that I covered up, forgot all about it. I still wouldn't have remembered it if the Holy Spirit didn't go back. The Holy Spirit can go back forward. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He can go backwards, forwards, everywhere. He's beyond time. And he can go into those places that need to be revisited and fix it. And then bring you back and further than where you were before, amen, and you even talk to him about it. And I never forget that night. And the Holy Spirit dug deep, and I wept and wept and wept, and he showed me some stuff. And let me tell you something, I have never been the same person. I have never been the same person. But before that event, I was still preaching over it, teaching over it, singing over it, but hemorrhaging. because there was something deep down rooted in me that needed to come up, and the only person who was able to pull it up was the Holy Ghost. And number one, he was the only one that knew about it, remembered it, and knew how to fix it. Beloved, glory be to God. If we want peace in our hearts, amen. He says a heart at peace gives life to the body. Let's diagnose why we're sick. Let's diagnose what these pains and aches. Let's diagnose the problem. See, let's diagnose it. Because number one, we know the sickness is not of the of God. Now, let's just tell the truth. Now, I got to go now because I see my time running out. Well, Pastor, how you going to say that? I said it because God said it. He was bruised for, Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. All right, I'm going to give you one more scripture. I'm going to try to close on this one. Okay, all right, okay. So let's go here. Okay, you want me to go here? Then that's exactly what I'll do. All right? Yes. All right? So let's do it. And write this scripture down, okay? In the book of Isaiah. Okay, in the book of Isaiah, I want you to turn to chapter number 53. Okay? And I'm going to read this and we'll be finished for the day. Verse number 5. But he was wounded, talking about Jesus, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Well, I don't think it means that the devil is a liar. With the stripes of Jesus, with the stripes that Jesus bared, beloved, glory, the 39 stripes, amen, the Jesus, amen. Y'all know what Good Friday is all about. Y'all know the night before that, glory be to God. Y'all know, glory, the story. If you don't know it, read about it. Jesus was whipped so bad he was unrecognizable. Chastisement of our peace upon him with his stripes, with the stripes that Jesus bare, amen, we are healed. Jesus took 39 stripes, amen, glory be to God. The Bible, the history, now the research tells us that all sicknesses and diseases, amen, originate from 39 sources. That's what the doctors tell us. That's what the professionals tell us. That every disease, high blood pressure, everything, cancer, all of that comes from 39 sources. Do your research. Look it out for yourself. And Jesus took those stripes that we might be healed. All, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray and have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, yet he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, he was stricken. So, beloved, if Jesus already paid the price, why are you trying to pay it again? God said it is his will for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Sickness is not of God. Period. Or it says here, a heart at peace gives life to the body. If our body does not have life, if we're not vibrant, glory be to God, beloved, and if we're ailing, amen, we need to check the source. We need to check the source and see what's wrong. See what are we doing wrong? Is it our diet? What are we doing wrong? Is it something in our hearts? God, I need to forgive somebody. God, show me. And, beloved, it's so easy that all you got to do is ask God to show you. That's how much God loves us. If you would just get real with God and sit right there where you're sitting right now and say, God, show me myself the way you see me. God, show me if I'm walking in error. God, show me if there's anything I need to do different. Show me, God, if I'm walking in a way that seemeth right, but that's not right. If I'm just so stuck in my ways, Father, I'm just refusing instructions. Just talk to God. Just be real. That's all. Just have a conversation. I guarantee you, he will respond.
Well, love it and give us that peace. Okay, so just let me share one more scripture, and we are, okay, so here's a good one, John 14:27.
John 14:27 says, the peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be afraid. Saints, why are you troubled? Why are you so worried? Why are you so afraid when God said, I've given you my peace in exchange for your fears, in exchange for your worries? You can't worry and have faith. You can't worry and have faith at the same time. Your faith is going to cancel out your worries and your fears. On the other end, amen, your fears and your worries are going to cancel out your faith. And you can't have both. And only one of those please the Lord, and that's faith. And so my very last scripture, and I'm really finished, I'm going to give the benediction, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, write that down in your notebooks, every situation, by prayer and supplication, he tells us how to do it, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Oh, my God. We talked about that favor this morning. Peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Guard your hearts, beloved, because out of it comes the issues of life, proceeds the issues of life. Peace, 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 peace. If you are a child of God today and you do not have the peace of God, it's simply because there's something wrong. Okay, if you're already born again and you do not have peace, there's something that you need to pay attention to. You may have to go back and repent for something you didn't do, something you did. Okay, you need to, amen, ask the Lord to show you. I would not really move forward today with your peace interrupted, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And that means if you're moving forth with your peace not intact, amen, you don't have the presence and the glory of God with you. Moses told the Lord, he said, Lord, I'll go, amen, as long as you go with me, and may not your glory depart. If you are not born again, okay, and you do not have the peace of God, then that's understandable. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You have to give your life to him. Okay, so let's begin, amen, with the prayer of salvation. Invite Jesus to come into your heart. Father, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I repent of all my sins. I acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and I invite him into my heart to rule and to reign from this day forward. Thank you, Father, for erasing my name out of the book of death, and that my name is written in the book of life. Bam. That's it. That's the beginning. That ain't the end. Most people say those words, and that's it. They act like that was their ticket into heaven, and now they want to become enemies of the cross of Christ for the rest of their duration. Enemies, cross of Christ, is just those who live according to the flesh. Okay, so that's the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, hallelujah, peace, peace, peace. Just a little bit of peace. My grandmother used to sing this song, peace, peace, peace. Just a little bit of peace. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Peace, peace, peace. Just a little bit of peace. What this world would do is to get just a little bit of peace. Amen. Well, let it begin today, amen, by them seeing, amen, the peace of God ruling and reigning in you, amen, even in the midst of hellfire, amen, as we shared on yesterday with Brother Paul on that shipwreck, amen, that ship that was shipwrecked, amen, falling to pieces, amen, but because Paul had heard from God, amen, he had the peace of God, and because he had the peace of God, everybody around him was affected with that. Let our lives affect everybody around us, amen, as we believe God and stand on his promises and allow the fruit of the Spirit to do what the fruit of the Spirit does. Amen. Love, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you for the word of God on today. Thank you, Father. We say thank you. That's all we, Lord, we don't even have no words to say. We're speechless. We're speechless, God. Just may the word, may we digest the word, Father God, in small portions. And we know it won't return void, Father God, and it will always accomplish everything that you've sent it forth to do. God, we cannot be a Christian without bearing fruit. And not only fruit, you said much fruit. We must have the fruit of love. We must have the fruit of joy. And we must have the fruit of peace. And if it's not there, Father God, we ask that you would help us to examine ourselves to find out what the problem is, so that we can put it before you on the altar and ask you to forgive us. And we know that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen and amen. All right, saints, that's it, that's it, that's it. Amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. We'll not return it to a void form of announcements. We'll be at the altar prayer today at 12 and back at 9. Tomorrow night, Friday night, bring your own praise party at 9 o'clock. Boom, 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 boom. All right, hallelujah. Okay, I'm picking up the tickets this morning, amen, for our Christmas fellowship tribute service taking place on December the 19th. Picking up those tickets, amen, so we have them. I mean, you don't really need them. I mean, you know who's coming, amen. Glory be to God. You give us their names, et cetera. But some people need tickets, and so I'm going to pick up the tickets on today, amen. Picking up 150 tickets, but we believe in God for anywhere between 50 and 100 people, amen, and we still have space. That's how big the room is. Matter of fact, I have the room on video. I can show you how spacious it is, so we won't be up on one another, amen. 8 people at the table, one of them big round tables, nice clean place, and the food is scrumptious. I still taste that chicken. It's been 2 weeks ago. I still taste that fried chicken. My God, that was some good food. Amen. And that's the way we need to be saying about God's food. Amen. Say, that was good. That was good. All right. And so God be praised. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Amen. Father God, as we go forth today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. It will not take root, will not prosper, and will not come to pass, Father God. We cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow. Glory be to God, and to God be praised. Thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We seal the spirit by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and cast it at Jesus' feet. Amen. Decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, beloved, amen, hallelujah. I heard from Sister Janetta Lacey. Well, I haven't spoken to her, but she is okay. Okay, we got word that Sister Janetta Lacey in Oklahoma is all right. Amen. All right, hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day. And I do love you. Yes, I do. I really do. Y'all might not be able to understand me and say, Pastor Bradford, but look, just know my heart. Know my heart as I'm learning my heart. Amen. And God is showing me my heart. I really do love you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me.
Give me you. I just hope I'm